I'm Martin Cove, Sensei John Kreese from Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid Trilogy. And who's kicking it with the Coves this week, Rach?
We have Jacob Bertrand, who plays Hawk from Cobra Kai. I'm so excited.
You know, my dad's a doctor, so he has to, like, wear the scrubs and the special hat and all that crap. And so he found out that I was getting a mohawk. He was like, dude, oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I could have a mohawk at my job. Oh, God, you're so lucky.
Don't miss out. Listen to and follow Kicking It with the Coves now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One.
All right, we'll take a couple calls and we'll talk about narcissism and victim mentality. And you start out by talking about rushing around and how I hate that, and get into a little discussion about sleep and our sleep disturbances.
First, I'll tell you about Blinds Galore. BlindsGalore.com does one thing, and they do it better than anyone else. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements, over 20 years, and over 2 million windows covered. They must have covered at least 14 of mine. Do it all from home. You just take a few simple measurements, and then you build and customize your blinds on their website. All BlindsGalore.com products are hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door, and created just for your windows. And the electronic ones are awesome. You don't have to pull wire to them. You just charge them up, I don't know, once or twice a year. Works off your phone, a remote. Plus, they have a watertight guarantee. If you do not love what you ordered, you can exchange it for something you do love. It's Blinds Galore, right, man?
It's easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home at BlindsGalore.com. Order up to 15 free samples to get started today. Go check out Blinds Galore and let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Get it on. Dr. Drew's a board physician specialist with addiction medicine special, but nobody understands like his barber.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know that?
What's going on?
So a couple thoughts. It's just while I was taking a pee a second ago, I was just thinking to myself, and I started here this morning a few hours ago. I've done a bunch of pods, and I hate rushing. I hate rushing around, and I realized that was what I hated most about practicing medicine when I was seeing like 40 to 50 patients a day. Mm-hmm. Always behind, always rushing, always that feel, that crush of things like coming in all the time. I hate that feeling, and with medicine particularly, there was no way not to do that. Because as soon as you've seen 10 people, you have 10 follow-ups, you have 10 families that need to be called, you have 10 potential decompensations, you have things you're worrying about. I don't know how to deal with that in life. And I guess the only way to deal with it is to not care. And I've sort of noticed there's a lot of that going on these days too, is that people just sort of stop the clock at a certain point. Well, it's 5 o'clock. I'm done. And I don't know. That's hard for me to do. I can't really do that.
Not rush. Well, I mean,
not to the crush. It's more than rushing. It's the crush of everything coming in and feeling like you're in a rush all the time, feeling like you're behind. I don't know. It may just be me. It's some weird. I feel like I've dealt with that in my life, like I've gotten rid of a lot of that. But when it does come, like it came in just now, like when I was preparing to come in here, I was like, shit, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I'm like, oh, I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling. I like having enough time to do stuff.
It's interesting that everyone hates that stress you put yourself into. Yet I can say personally, I just repeat it over and over again. I never really learned my lesson. And I don't, you know, it's definitely something to work on. I'll give you an example. You know, for me, I'm always, you know, how late can we leave for the airport? How late can we meet in the lobby in the morning after the show? You know, it's always sort of how close can we cut it? And that's, you know, when we're looking, you know, when you come back to the hotel at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you're meeting in the lobby at, you know, or maybe you have a 8 a.m. or even a 7 a.m. flight, you know, you're looking for every 10 minutes you can grab.
Yeah.
But I realize the feeling sometimes, if you ever experience this feeling where you're going to the airport or you're going to some event or something like that, and you get some information. Oh, the flight's delayed by 40 minutes or the event is delayed by 20 minutes or something. And I always have this feeling of like, oh, all right.
Yes.
Now I don't have to push.
Yes.
I don't have to push so hard. If I get to the airport and I can't find parking, I don't have that, you know, yeah. I don't have that song playing in my head.
The Saber Dance.
Yes, I won't have the Saber Dance rattling.
But you know what's interesting, which I had not thought of till this moment, which is I know you do that carving out every possible minute as a way of reducing stress. For me, it increases stress.
It doesn't reduce stress. It's just I'm my head is hitting the pillow at 1:30. I'd like to get up at 6, but really I should get up at 5:45. And there's some sort of psychological thing about getting up with a number that starts with a 5 versus a 6.
Oh, yeah.
There's great, you know, it's not 10 or 15 minutes. There's a
By the way, it's a different time zone sometimes too. It's really 4.
It's always a different time zone. Yeah. And it creates this psychological thing, but the reality is, after all these years, I've never really improved on it. I still do it the way I've always done it. I did it that way, you know, when I worked construction. If it took a half hour to get there and the job site was supposed to be 7 a.m., I'd get up at 6:20. I'd just get up, pull my pants up, throw the t-shirt I wore the day before on and just grab a cup of something and just start running for the truck.
So I never got it. I've started doing is actually creating more time for myself in the morning rather than doing that less time thing.
It's a better way to go. I just never.
You have to be able to go to sleep early to do that. Yeah.
Yes. I would love to be able to go to bed at 9 a.m. Or 9 p.m., I should say. But I've just never been able to get my clock fixed to that. Mm. You know, doing Loveline all those years didn't help. But, you know, you would always go to bed immediately when you got home, and I just couldn't do it. Mm. I just didn't have. I never had a straight line between being tired and going to bed. I never have. You know, you would say all the time, I'm so tired. I go home and I go to bed.
Instantly.
Yeah. It's like, no way.
Yeah. They say, I read once one of the sleep journals, that if you take less than 10 minutes to fall asleep, you're sleep deprived. It's one of the ways. I would, back in those days, I would take about 30 seconds to fall asleep. It was really ridiculous.
Yeah. I've just always, you know, I always had difficulty. I always had a bad mattress and the room was too hot and I should have had an eye shade and some earplugs and I never did. And I was always just kind of tossing and turning, just never had a good sleep space. I never had, you know, a comforter, a duvet cover.
Well, as a youth, later you focused on all that. You made sure you had a wave machine and a fan and an eye shade.
Yeah, you're right. I had to because I couldn't. I just wasn't. I think.
Adam sleeps like Thurston Howell.
Put the eye shade on, with the earplugs. Yeah, I think there's a strong genetic component to sleep.
Sure.
And my dad was never a sound sleeper. Nobody was a sound sleeper that I was aware of. My dad's the kind of guy, you just walk in the room at any time and say his name and he just answer you. You know, there wasn't any. I'm always curious about the people that are just. So I'm curious about the people who ignore alarms. You know, they have to set up.
How about you? Yeah, you can't wake them up.
It's weird, right? You have to set up. There's a lot of people that have to put their alarm on the other side of the room. So they have to get up and go walk over to it. Because if it's by the bedside, they just slap it and go back to bed.
That's crazy to me.
It is weird, right? Yeah. It is. It's a kind of a detachment from reality, and it's also kind of like my wish to sleep is so powerful that I can't overcome it.
Maybe, but it also feels like the same thing we started this conversation about. It's sort of not caring, like I said, I mean, I feel the crush because I care. I want to do things properly. I got to get it done. And if you don't really care, stop at 5 and go to sleep.
Well, I think what we're talking about is not so much not caring, but a fear. Mm. Like, I have a fear.
Oh, yeah, me too. I get it.
And I'm always kind of – I'm very curious and kind of envious of the people where anyone who's done show business for 10 minutes, you know this thing where it's like you show up at the person's house and you're going to interview that person. And then, you know, you walk in and at some point you'd agree to do the interview at 2 p.m. or something. And now it's like 2:15 and – you know, you're saying to the assistant, like, where is he? And they're saying, he's upstairs.
It's hard to understand.
He's getting ready. And I'm like,
it's confusing.
Well, first off, I couldn't enjoy 10 seconds of my time upstairs past 2 o'clock. 100%. I'd be like, oh, shit. And, yeah. And like, when I, you know, when me and Chris and August are going to meet in the lobby of the hotel at 6 a.m. and rare occasion I'm in my room and it's like 6:03. I'm like, and I picture him sitting in the car.
Hey man, I was the same way with my waiting room in my office. I'm still that way. People come in the waiting room. They need to – if they're early, they can sit down to their time. But their time is their time. When they're scheduled, I've got to see them right then.
So, yeah. So then what is that thing that is – I am like
– feels like not caring to me.
I guess, like, I remember, I, like, you know, I think I was out to dinner a few months ago, a year ago, and, like, I told Natalia, like, I'd pick her up after dinner in front of the school at, like, 10 o'clock, and it was, like, 9:30, and I was like, all right, I got about 15 more minutes here, and then she called, and she's like, oh, we're out front now. And I was like, okay,
gotta go.
I gotta wrap this up. I gotta get out. I couldn't even go, hey, said 10.
Yeah.
I'll see you in half an hour. I was like, uh-oh.
It's a weird thing. I'm exactly the same way. And that's a great example, too, of where it shouldn't be that way.
I should have went, you said 10. Yeah. I said 10. I'm at dinner. I'll see you at 10. No. I was like, okay, hold on. I'll be there in 12 minutes. Yeah. Hang tight. You know, like this. Now, it's not like even a safety thing. It's just, it's like a call to action or something. Mm-hmm. And I think being that way, it's also – so there's like a certain amount of fear in it. I've told you if, you know, Olga says something, you know, rinse this off or leave this out or don't put it away until whatever. I have a, like, I have a fear. Like, oh, I don't want to screw this up. Mm-hmm. I want to get it right. If somebody says once in a while, like sometimes Natalia will say, like, your TV's so loud. I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, okay. I, like, lower it and shut the door behind me if I'm going out so she doesn't hear it. Like, I get very caught up in it. So now I don't know what to call it. Low self-esteem. I don't know what to call it, but it's just a very, if somebody tells me, you know, don't park here or rinse that or turn the thing down. I'm like, I'll give you an example. How many times have you had a situation where you had a roommate or something like that and you like came out and you went, hey man, this, you're playing the stereo real loud. Like, could you turn it down a little? And I'm going to go back to bed. And you'd had to come out again and turn the stereo down. Like, they turned it back up after you went back in your room.
Yep.
Or how about just like this one. You're like filming something or shooting something and you say to, you know, someone, hey, all right, keep your voices down. We're shooting this thing over here. Everybody be on silent mode here. And you start again and you can hear that person talking again. And by the way, it's not the next day. It's 45 seconds later. Right. I mean, how it's like I've not even asked anyone anything one time. I ask people stuff dozens of times. And it's like something. I mean, literally, like, you go, hey, we can hear you over here. Can you keep it down? You start shooting and then they're on their phone and you can hear them while you're doing it. And so for me, it drives me nuts. But it's really just me sort of projecting. I'm like, I would never. Oh my God! If somebody came in and told me to be quiet,
But your reaction though is typically when somebody else doesn't do that. I don't know if you're like me, but I don't get angry. I do get irritated, but I get confused. It's like it's so confusing to me. It's like how what did you not what? How's it possible you behave like that? Weird, huh?
It is. Yes, I am confused. I know this just sounds like we're just blowing smoke up our own asses here, but I mean, you tell me to rinse my coffee mug, I rinse my coffee mug. Yeah. I am confused when you have to sort of keep getting back to it, or just all the little things in life. It's
odd. It's weird.
Now let me say this. Those detractors, they would say, well, what about when you do X, Y, or Z? Like, what about when you put something in the fridge and you don't cover it properly, or you have a bag of chips and you don't zip the top shut, or you leave your shorts on the bathroom floor? I go, yeah, there's plenty of stuff I do. I'm sure that people aren't fans of. But if you said to me, hey, man, make sure and zip those chips shut. You know, they go south. You got to zip them shut. Otherwise, they'll get stale on you. There's no fucking way I would ignore that.
Yeah.
It would never happen again.
That sounds like you.
What people do a lot of is they don't say anything and they just kind of collect it. Mm-hmm. This is another subject. Do your spot.
All right. Moo plus Oink equals Moink, a meat subscription box company on a mission to save the family farm run by an eighth generation female farmer. Grass-fed and finished beef, lamb, pasteurized pork, chicken, sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door. We love the Moink boxes. You will too. Moink farms like our grandparents did, so the meat tastes like it should. Unlike the supermarket, Moink gives you total control over the quality and source of your food. You choose the meat delivered in each box, like ribeyes, chicken breast, pork chops, and more, and you can cancel anytime. But you won't be canceling because if you're like Adam and I, you love all these, the finished beef, the lamb. It's a great way to get chicken as well. Again, it is Moink Box, run by eighth generation female farmer. It is Moink, right, Matt?
Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/ADS. And listeners of this show get free filet mignon for a year. That's one of the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time, spelled moinkbox.com/ADS. That's moinkbox.com/ADS.
All right. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be right back after this.
You say you have another topic? Yeah.
No. It's kind of part and parcel of this one, but here's the other thing too, and I realize it's part of this. I always get into it with people where I tell them, you know, here's what I want, here's what not to do, here's what you should do, and it's never received as simply information. Mm-hmm. It's always received as something.
Yes,
and then I say to them all the time, like, you don't want me to do this, or you do want me to do that, just say do it.
Yeah.
I don't feel diminished by it.
Right.
It doesn't land on me as anywhere other than make sure you're on time, or bring this with you, or whatever it is, or don't, you know, if you tell me don't forget to bring so and so or with it, I don't start pointing out shit you forgot. You know,
it's so like odd. It's such a weird thing.
It's bizarre. Yeah, and it's also I feel like it's kind of it's almost a little bit of an epidemic. Mm-hmm. Some of it is just a wiring. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I can walk into Sonny's room and go, hey, do X, Y, and Z. And he'll go, yeah, okay. And then I'll leave. I cannot do that with my daughter. There's going to be a debate.
You're not the boss of me is not a good posture.
No, it's not.
A weird
posture. What it is, what you get a lot of, but it's also the avenue of never fixing things.
Right.
So – you come in and you go, hey, you know, you left your bathroom light on. Now, there's one answer, and then there's another answer. The one answer that will lead to not leaving your bathroom light on is, oh, sorry, won't happen again.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah. The other one is, I was just gone for half an hour. You know, I was going to here and I was coming back. It was a weird. Do you realize most you left the light on discussions I've had with people quickly turn into what the activity they were doing outside of the room with the light on and right. when they were going to return.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, you went out. You were just out for half an hour.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the switch is right by the – you just shut it, and then you come back and turn it on again because I have a wild – scenario, maybe you do leave for a half hour, but you get distracted or something, or
right.
you're abducted.
Right.
How about if you're abducted?
Right.
I mean, yeah. I got a way to fix it. Anyway, it's an endless spiral and unraveling of a sweater that's endless about a discussion, about a light.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I get that people don't like being followed around
and
like told what to do.
Right.
All the time. I get that version of parenting or being a boss or whatever it is. That's not...
It's not what we're doing here.
It's not what we're doing.
No.
I would always be the one of the last people into the man show every morning. Mm. Everyone else got there 9, 10. I'd get there 10, 15 or whatever. I worked nights always. And frankly... If I wasn't shooting something or whatever, I would kind of roll in when I wanted to roll in. Because all I did was sit there in the office with Jimmy and Daniel and write, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would always – I was the last person in, but the porch light was always on in this big, big studio building offices we had. You know, and the switch was right there, you know. And I would always say, just shut the light.
Yeah.
And everyone would look at me, you know, and they just kind of look at me. And I'd go, just – when I'd say the receptionist, when you should get in the morning, just shut the light. And she'd just go, it's not, you're not paying for the bill.
Oh boy.
You know? And I'd go like, yeah, I know. I'm just do it. Just because it should be done. And they'd just kind of look at you. It never would happen. It would be 86 people would walk right past this lit up porch light while the sun was shining. And it just wouldn't happen.
It's crazy.
It's a weird thing. It's like the non-feet wipers and stuff like that. Like I'm like – and they – the
I get how people get into those patterns, but I would think they'd want to change them. They'd be interested.
No,
in,
they're not.
Yeah,
they don't want to do it. They want to do battle.
That's weird.
That's a – and then there would be a lot of like, I didn't leave the porch light on.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, yeah, I know you didn't, but just shut it off. There's a switch.
Didn't you see it on the way in? Couldn't you?
There's a flip cap on top of the ketchup. Just snap it down when you're done. It's like, I didn't use the ketchup.
No,
it's strange, and I never really thought, you know what's happening, Drew?
Mm.
When people back in the day, you lived in a all wooden cabin, just literally made of logs with a thatched roof and blah, blah, blah. And there was no porch light. There was a lantern.
Yeah.
And you had to handle that shit with care.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're walking around a tinderbox.
With fire.
With fire.
Yeah.
Everything in there is wood. The walls are wood. The floors, the ceiling, everything's wood.
Yeah.
And you're using the fireplace, and you're cooking with fire, and you're using this lantern. And it's like you have to kind of make sure that shit's turned off before you go to bed. There's not that, you know, it's on, it's off, whatever thing. You're definitely going to die in a fire if you don't take care of that pretty religiously, too, pretty consistently.
And plus, you have to preserve the whale oil.
Yes, right. And then it's a bunch of stuff you have to handle that'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A bunch of farm implements and, you know, tractors or plows. Lots of shit with blades and stuff, you know? And you have to kind of... work your way around that.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we don't have that anymore.
No.
And so
zero gravity. It's the first layer of zero gravity.
So people are getting kind of dull. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every toothpaste that has the flip top on it that I've ever seen, it's always open and crusted as shit at the top.
Drives me crazy.
It's weird that it's like
they could not make it more easy to flip it down.
Can't do it.
Mm.
Now, the settlers would have done that, but not us. Can't handle it.
I would argue that even if that were a sugar-laden syrup of some type that attracted ants every day, it still wouldn't be slapped down, weirdly. It's weird.
No, in a weird way, I think the the batting average on capping the toothpaste with a twist cap is higher than the ones with the flip cap.
Yeah. Huh.
Because the twist cap, the cap's just sitting on the counter next to it. Right. It's kind of hard to miss.
In my world, it just gets lost. That gets lost immediately. So, not me, my world.
All right. So we figured out that this is kind of ubiquitous. But then, like I said, it doesn't end there. No. You then – the person that's pointing these things out then becomes the focus of the ire.
Yeah.
And then you get – then you get a lot – if you ever talk to someone about it, they'll go – you know what their answer is?
I know what I would get.
They go, look, they're not – no, when you seek counsel.
Oh, yeah.
They go, they're not shutting the toothpaste cap. Get over it.
That's exactly what, you know what I mean? I would and get like, is this is all you can worry about. This is your OCD. Yeah, it's like, okay.
Right.
It becomes a judgment call. Like oh, it's, you're fucked up for even thinking about it.
I get into this discussion where I go, or – you could just shut the toothpaste cap. Also, it's also weird when people get really defensive about things that a two-year-old spider monkey could be trained to do. You know what I mean? They're sort of arguing on behalf of their own super shortcomings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that happens a lot.
I love that one. Yeah. All right, let me tell you about Ultimate Ears. There's tech that you use every day.
I've been using Ultimate Ears for years. They're so good.
So good. We rely on our devices so much, we forget about the ears. Well, that's where Ultimate Ears comes in. No two are exactly the same, the earbuds, because they're formed. And they give you, you know, when you buy the usual earbuds, it's one size fits all, and there's none that are the same.
No, you should have Gary talk about this. He's gone nuts over these Ultimate Ears that you formed to your ear canal.
They're absolutely amazing. Yeah. When you first put them in there, they like light up blue, and they heat up, and they like mold to the shape of your ear so they don't fall out when you're running or mowing the lawn or whatever. They're the best.
It's guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds, 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge, up to 20 hours with the charging case. And if you don't love them, they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're gonna love them. Plus, free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Right, Matt?
That's right. Use promo code ADS at UE.com/fits to get your pair of UE fits. That's UE.com/fits, promo code ADS.
All right. What else are you thinking about, Drew?
I want to take that call.
Okay.
Let's
talk to Scott, 53, Newport Beach.
Yeah. Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. I wanted to expand on Adam's theory of all roads lead to narcissism. And I think it's tied to this victimhood mentality that we're living in this society. I mean, nothing gets you on the path to narcissism faster than being a victim, you know? And so I'm a sober guy. I've been sober for a long time. And one of the things you learn by, you know, getting sober and going through the steps is that your life is your fault. Mm. It's not the judge's fault. It's not the ex-wife's fault. It's not your dad's fault because he was an alcoholic. And people, you teach that to people today, and they're like, oh, my God, that's terrible. It's my fault. Being your fault is very empowering because I can't change other people, right? I can only control myself. So realizing that my life is my fault, now I can work on that and make myself better.
Well, it's the opposite.
Just to expand on that further, and I'll let you guys chime in, but you know, one of the things we talk about in our program is grateful people are happy people, and those that aren't. And so to tie it all together, it's just interesting that how in the world could you be grateful if you're a victim? You know, you can't.
No.
And so this is perpetual, you know, ungrateful, narcissistic victimhood mentality that our society's in.
And
I don't know how we get out of it, but I just wanted to expand on that a little bit.
It's narcissistic also then to go not just beyond I can't look at myself, but society must change for me. It doesn't get more narcissistic than that.
I've been railing on this subject for years and years and years. I'm right about it, as I'm right about everything that I feel and see coming. Turning people into victims just hobbles them. Mm. You do not do them any favors. I cite Brad Williams, comedian, little person Brad Williams. He's you know, he's the most able-bodied little person I've ever met. His mentality is that way.
Right.
He's very can-do. He told me his dad was very much the realist when he said, look, you're short. You know, life's going to be a bitch. I'm not going to build you a separate shelf down below where you want to get to the cereal. The cereal's up top. Hop up on the counter and go get it because that's what life's going to be like for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
If Brad's dad had tried to turn him into a victim, Brad would be angry and unproductive right now.
Yeah.
And so then expand that. Yes.
I've got a buddy who's got a great saying. He says there's no victims in life, only volunteers.
Right. It's very true. The politicians have picked this up. They're just ramming it up everyone's ass. And for some reason, probably through fear, a very general just lack of – people are kind of craven and they're kind of weak and they lack character. There's few people have been standing up to this. I've been saying it all along. I've never shut up about it. You're putting a target on people, trying to convince, you know, young black people that there's a target on their back, that society doesn't want them, that they're going to be treated differently, that they're going to be held back and held down, and cops are it's open season on them. It's the most destructive thing you can do to a group of people, and that's what we've been doing. And that's what politicians do, and that's why I rail against it all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know when it ends, but it's got to come to an end soon.
It's just the people who are who are being made into victims are just going to fall further and further behind.
That's the sad.
It can work no other way.
That's the sad thing. And his point about gratitude is very correct. You can tell when people are doing well, they're grateful. Even if things aren't going that well, they're grateful for what they've got, whatever that is, and that's a seriously positive sign.
Gary, you can find, not for this episode, but you can find some clips of the Jon Stewart show where they were arguing for reparations and that what racist country this was, and one sane guy, I'll think of his name, kind of chimed in and went, look, we're pretty good in this country. You know, no country's less racist than us. And they all just went nuts on him because their argument is, yes, it is. All right. Gary can look around for that. Drew, what do you got?
I've got Just Work. Small business owners looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees. Just Work makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. I'll tell you how. Employees can onboard themselves in minutes. You can give them access to national large group health insurance plans, handle payroll, PTO requests, all on one platform. All the things you don't want to have to do, you can do it all with one platform. Simple, intuitive online platform at Just Work. Relieve some of the administrative work you hate. Payroll, benefits, guesswork of state-by-state employment and tax rules. Plus, Just Work expert 24/7 support for you and your team. Just Work makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states by also helping you deal with payroll, benefits, and, of course, the state-by-state employment and tax rules. Right, Matt?
That's right. Find out how Just Work can help your business by going to justworks.com. That's justworks.com for more info.
All right. You can go to amcurl.com for all the live shows. Indianapolis, May 6th and 7th coming up. Helium. And then Denver, Comedy Works. That's at the end of June. You can go to amcurl.com for all that we have, all the live shows, and our YouTube page as well. What do you got, Drew?
I got drdrew.com and, of course, drdrew.tv for the streaming shows. Check it out there.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where Geico comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners or condos, or renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages, and it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See just how much you can save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV. Plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.